Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us at the Beach Author Network Show. Today, we're going to be talking about a wonderful event that we have up and coming on November 7th. It is the Authors and Artists for Alzheimer's at the Grateful Sisters Vineyard. On November 7th, from 1 to 6 p.m., amazing authors, artists, photographers, and musicians will gather at Grateful Sisters Vineyard to share their talents and help fund the fight against Alzheimer's. Meet the finest, most talented local authors: Darlene Eichler, Tom Wynn, Pat David, Faye Bradley, Bill Hancock, Sarah Kelly, Sharon Roberts, Gary Lucas, and me, Robert Sharp, and many more. The Grateful Sisters Vineyard is located at 95 Dots Drive in Tabor City, North Carolina. For vendor information, and there are a few spots available, you can contact Pat David at 843-650-2244, and entry is only $10 per table. There's going to be fantastic music, and that will be provided by the Paul Grimshaw Band. And again, that particular event is proudly sponsored by the Beach Author Network. And today I have Darlene Eichler, one of the participants here, to talk to us about the event. So, hello, Darlene. Thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Hello. I'm glad to be here.
Well, this is really going to be a fun event. I know I'm looking forward to it, as I know you are as well. So, but would you like to take a few minutes? Some of the people may not know who the Beach Author Network is. So would you mind taking a couple of minutes and sharing with the listeners who we are?
Sure. We're a group of authors, independently and traditionally published, and we meet once a month, usually the last Tuesday. And we inspire, promote, and succeed with our work. And we mainly are there to support each other, to do book signings, do charity events like the one coming up. And we invite any writers to join us, and you'll be glad you did.
No, absolutely. And these events that we do for charity are wonderful. I mean, in addition to being able to sit and chat with the author, you know, and you don't get to do that very often, but also proceeds go to helping a really good cause. And since November is Alzheimer's Month, it's very timely.
That's right. And we have done other charities, and it makes us feel good to sell our books and share in our profits with charities. And I've been a member 4 years this past March, and have been glad every time I go to a meeting. It's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, would you mind sharing with the listeners just a little bit about yourself? You have quite a niche, you know, in the book market. And so the listeners a little bit of information about you, and, you know, what is your passion in writing?
My passion in life is writing. I'm a retired teacher librarian, and I couldn't sleep very well, so I decided I'd write. And that was about 7 or 8 years ago. And I started out with fiction, and now I'm up to memoirs, and then now I'm doing children's books. And I have two names. Nan Turner was my earlier pen name, and I have my real name, Darlene Eichler. And I have three children's books out, one just a couple of weeks ago, and it's called The Sophie Sock Monster. And I got the idea from my great-granddaughter. Her mother was cleaning out her room after Christmas to put her new things in, and she found 74 pairs of socks. And when I read that on Facebook, I said, that's a children's book, and it's doing quite well.
Yeah, you know, and see, for the listeners out there, I mean, you know, one thing I like about your style is that you just, you know, you'll see something come across your path, and it's like, boy, there was a story there, and then from that point on, you create that, and I think there's a little bit of that in all of us. We all kind of come across these little topics now and then, and it's like, boy, there is a story behind there, but not many people do like you and write it, so that's a great thing.
Well, I enjoyed writing children's books because I enjoy children reading them, and some of them have their mothers to call me and say, "Oh, that's my favorite book," and that really makes me feel great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that is a special, you know, that little area of children. I mean, because right now, I mean, books, you know, in this electronic age when we have e-books and all the technology, there is just something really special about a child holding a book and actually going through, turning the pages and just being interactive with it. That I don't think that will ever go out of style.
I hope not.
Yeah. Well, now, as you mentioned, and we have done previous events with other charities. So how did we get to coordinating and working with for the benefit of Alzheimer's for this particular event?
Well, I believe it was Tom Wynn who visited the vineyard, the winery, and became friends with Sheila and Amy. And I think he was, because they have a gift shop, he was going to see if they would take some of his books. And it turned out to be a very profitable, exciting time. I think he had a parent who had Alzheimer's, and most of us are touched in one way or another by someone with Alzheimer's, and we thought it was a very worthy charity to support.
Yeah, you know, excuse me, and I'm glad to hear, you know, how that unfolded, because those are one of those things where it's, you know, where an encounter to maybe, you know, promote his book ends up, you know, leading to creating this wonderful cooperative effort. So that's, you know, really, and I've had quite a few guests on my shows, or my Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, talk about Alzheimer's, and it, you know, it's one of those things that's going to become more and more important as, you know, the number of people that not only have Alzheimer's but who are also caregivers really become involved. So that's great. Well, you know, I have got Amy Suggs, one of the Grateful Sisters, on the line. So I'd love to bring Amy on and have her tell us a little bit about that vineyard. So hello, Amy.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Darlene. How are you?
Hi, Amy.
we're doing great, thank you. And I just have, before we start, you tell the listeners about the Grateful Sisters. You know, your sister Sheila came to our meeting last month.
My sister Sheila and I inherited our land about 12 years ago, and this is a six-generation farm. Longer, we think, but six we can prove. And we have a wonderful country setting here with very large porches with rockers and swings on the porch. And it's just a very peaceful, quiet, and relaxing environment that we love to share with people. So we really encourage you to bring out a picnic basket and try all of our eight varieties of muscadine wine. And they're not all sweet like people think. So we have some that are semi-dries. And we have a large variety of jams and jellies in our gift shop along with other things. And we're not very far from North Myrtle Beach, just a short little drive from there, South Carolina, and also the Brunswick County beaches. So we're not that far out. People think we are, but we're really not that far out. And we'd love for people to come out and sit with us.
No, that's going to be great. And, you know, one of the things, you mentioned your jellies and items like that. Well, when Sheila came to our meeting last month, she brought along a little gift, and there was a little drawing. And I was very, very fortunate to get the jar of your apple pie moonshine jelly.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Amy, that is just... Oh, my gosh. Well, that is absolutely wonderful. I'm so glad that I'm going up there on the 7th, because I'll have to replenish my supply because it's almost gone. But
we're looking so forward to this event. I tell you, our mother had Alzheimer's. That's why we had such a strong connection with Tom, because his mother did too. And we're just tickled to death to be part of this fundraising event, and we hope that it goes on for many, 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 many years to come. And just to add that we have a campground here on site. It's Carol Woods RV Park. So if any of you folks out there have a camper and you want to come and spend the whole weekend with us, we have full service pull through sites, tent camping, the whole nine yards. So you can come and spend the day with us or the entire weekend. We'd love it.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. Now, I am really looking forward to coming up there. I've gone to your website, mm-hmm. which is GratefulSistersVineyard.com, and it's wonderful. I mean, to see all of the things that you offer, as well as the setting. It looks like great. I'm really looking forward to it. So,
prepare to relax.
There you go. I'm all set. And I might just have myself a little glass of that wine. I have to try it.
You have to.
That's just a must. Well, thank you, Amy, for coming on, chatting with us a little bit, and letting us know a little bit more about Grateful Sisters Vineyard. And we're looking forward to seeing you on the 7th.
Fantastic. We hope a lot of people show up for this good cause.
Great. Thank you. Well, Darlene, this is really going to be great. Now, have you ever been up to there, Darlene, yet?
My husband and I are planning to go up maybe this weekend just to get the feel of it. So,
that's a great idea.
We just want to go up and find it first.
That's a great idea. Yeah, I might have to kind of scope it out myself there. So, listen, I want to thank you for talking with us today, and this is going to be a lot of fun. And I know that now you'll be bringing up your books. You mentioned the Sox books, and you also have, what are the other two children's books you have?
Where's the Kitty? It's really about my cat, Miss Boots. And then the second one continues her story on Emma Saves the Day. And it has a lot of local dogs in it, you know, real dogs, and that should be of interest to a lot of people. The dogs are around in this area, so service dogs mainly.
Well, that's great. Well, I know we're looking forward to it. So thank you, Darlene, for talking to us today about the event. And I do want to remind everybody, our event is called the Authors and Artists for Alzheimer's, and it's going to be at the Grateful Sisters Vineyard. Again, they are located in Tabor City, North Carolina. You can always go onto their website, which is GratefulSistersVineyard.com, and that's GRAPEFULL. SistersVineyard.com, and you can check out their location there. This event is sponsored by us, which is the Beach Author Network. Again, we do have a few spots available for vendors, so if you are an artist, an author, sculptor, photographer, and you would like to have a place at the event, you can contact our event coordinator. Her name is Pat David, and you can contact her at 843-650-2244. And again, entry is only $10 per table. So, I mean, it's going to be a great, fun event. I hope that you all can join us. And I want to thank you for joining us for this today's show, and hope to see you there at the event. Again, November 7th, 1 to 6 p.m. at Grateful Sisters Vineyard.